Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I always love bringing amazing guests on. And I always like to share, if you know someone or you want to be a guest, please reach out to us at kim@kpshow.org or text us at 805-419-0008. We hope that you are starting your day in a positive way with us here. And, of course, we always like to start our show with something uplifting. Today's is your attitude determines your altitude. So embrace positively and soar to new heights. With that, I have a great show for you today. And let's bring our first guest on.
I am excited to join on our Executive Managing Director of Calabasas, Westlake eWoman Network. She's also the CEO, founder of Spirited Soul Coaching. Let's welcome, and you've heard me talk about her. She's been on my show plenty of times. And, of course, let's welcome Julie Kreshinsky. Julie, how are you?
Hey, Kim. Thank you so much for having me again. It's always so much fun when we get together.
I know. So you must be all pumped up, and I'm excited to talk with you because I know that they have a conference, EWN, in Dallas. And how was that?
Oh, phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I was there actually 7 days. Being the managing director of a chapter, we have our own managing director summit for 2 days before everybody arrives. So there's been so much. Oh, my gosh. I took a whole notebook of notes. I'm a big note taker, but this one was like, wow. I'm highlighting most of the whole book. I'm like, maybe it'd be better if I didn't highlight it. It would be easier to read.
You could find the one that sticks out, right?
I know.
There's always like, we just keep trying to figure out how to reinvent, right? Well, let's just like start with that. What is the one thing? And let's just, well, let me even back up. eWoman is one of my near and dear to my heart. I love going once a month. We get together over at the Greens in Thousand Oaks. And they do an incredible job, first of all. Kudos to them and a shout out for them. Yeah. But just the friendships and the people that I've met there and the business that we've done, you know, people, you don't go there to get business, but you go there as people meet and trust you and want to know more about you. That's how you get business, correct?
And really, the one thing that stands out to me, especially, I mean, I've known this for a long time, but we are not a networking group. People who come just to network are really not looking to grow or scale their business. They're just looking to get like that next client. And when our community, you know, differs, is where business owners come together, is that we actually market and promote you and help you acquire, of course, you know, new clients and all that, and also increase your cash flow by, because you're really seen as, you know, somebody that's showing up in your community and somebody that wants to just not only come to receive, but to give.
Correct. And of course, we both know, being in industry that we are in, that contacts are currency, correct?
Right.
And yeah, the more you meet, the more people can either reach you, help you, share you. I mean, you just don't know where it's coming from.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And we also, because we have our new new offering, which is our Plus membership. So for 22, 23 years, there's only been two levels of membership, which was our Essential, which we have had for years, which is a one-time lifetime membership. And our Platinum level, which only opens twice a year. And those are for people that want to be highly invested and just hang around with people who are more at the level of, you know, hitting over six figures and $1 million levels and all that.
So crazy.
We have,
launched
this Plus membership now. And so it's really teaching you how to really like make money on your money and really have a place for all people to win. So we have our essential, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, as I was sitting here thinking, you know, it used to be like make $1 million. Okay. It was like, you know, there's only a few people. It's like now there's a lot of people doing it. It's so different nowadays. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
It's so attainable.
Right. And one of the things I learned from another member of eWomen, so you just make great connections, right? And what she had said is really you need to change your relationship to what you think is a lot of money. Because sometimes people go, oh, that's a lot of money. Or that's a, you know, and to other people, you're like, oh, is that all it is for a lifetime membership? Like, where else can I get this? Right?
Right. So, it is. And you know what? It's a relationship that you might have been taught, you know, like money doesn't grow on trees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
the root of all
like,
evil.
I have to work so hard for my money, which actually leads me to our guest that we are going to have because I love Shelly. She talks about growing your money. And so maybe we can even like share that because that's the next month that we're inviting everybody to, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So September 6th, we're actually going to do a small little interview with her that you can share with your community. You know, as well, like Kim and I, we always interview, we try to interview our upcoming speaker so you can get a little sneak preview. But Shelly Campbell is all about having fun. Like she's so much fun. And I think she's like 75 years old, this woman, and she's just constantly, you know, growing her business and having fun with it. And she teaches you how to, you know, send out your ships. And if you're not sending out your ships, then they're not coming back in. So you have to, show up and send out your ships so they can come back in and just have fun affirmations with, you know, money is easy. Like money comes to me easily and effortlessly. So she's got a whole bunch of fun affirmations. She's got a great book. And I can't wait to have our members who aren't familiar with her witness how much fun she is.
I know. I have both of her books. I love what she does. And I love her personality. She just totally, like you said, has fun with money. So very cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so talk to us about, first of all, we meet once a month, correct?
Well, I actually offer two different types of events. So one is our luncheon where we do networking rounds. We have a guest speaker that's usually business strategies, social media, something you can use in your business with their takeaways. And we have opportunities for entrepreneurs, businesses to come in and have a showcase table where they get a short little interview with you in front of the room. And they're also in our newsletter and on our PowerPoint, just a good way to showcase your business and let people know more about you. And we also have our foundation, and I'll talk a little bit about more about that in a little bit. But if we do that once a month, it's usually on the first Wednesday of every month at Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. And I also run on the third Thursday a Wisdom Circle, which is a mini mastermind where you can actually come and, you know, maybe if you have a new message, like Kim, if you're helping them, you know.
Make their message, magic.
Exactly. They can come try it out. They can come get feedback from it. They can, I had one of my members recently said, I would like, you know, this is the titles of the webinars I'm going to be putting out, which one resonated with you. So she's, you know, getting like some case studies, you know, and just some feedback from her peers. So you can come and you can get ideas. There's always connections. People are always sharing their information, like, and getting together with people after that event. And that's on the third Thursday. It's going to be at the Village Homes Clubhouse, where I live in West Lake Village, from 9:30 to 11:30. And we can give you information about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Well, first of all, let's give out the website so everybody can get their tickets. And first of all, I really want to share that. And then, of course, it's in my newsletter. It's on my social. Right. You'll see it everywhere. You can get in touch with it. But, Julie, give that out.
Yeah, so you can go to the ewomennetwork.com. And there's no easy link, really, if I say, I wish it was just easy as Calabasas, but it's like chapters and blah, 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 blah. So just go to ewomennetwork.com and go to California, and we're the first one that pops up. We have Calabasas as our originating place where we started, so we keep it at Calabasas, but we cover, we really have no boundaries, because once you're a member of eWomen, you're a member of all chapters.
Yeah, and you can go virtually, I mean, and or you can go in person too, but you can virtually go to any meeting, I mean, and they're all over. Sandra's done such an incredible job growing this. And of course, the CEO, she's been on our show plenty of times because she comes down and does some incredible, when is that? When's the next one? Or how often do those come?
Once a year, she goes on tour, and this year we're having a little challenge with our venue and the date. So we have we have not secured. Usually it's in March, but have not secured our date. There's been a number of changes there, and we are looking at
it. Is what we say, right?
Yes. Right.
Or to be determined, right?
To be determined.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. So let me ask you another thing I just want to share, because there's so many people that are just really into giving back. And I know that that's something that's really important to all of us, the donations. And I know we just changed this year to a new donation because we did our share and we shared last year. We gave a huge check. And then, and again, this is a new one. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so what we do on a monthly basis is that our members and guests offer a donation gift, such as a basket, such as a ticket to an event, you know, wine, candles, jewelry, whatever. We put together these beautiful gifts, and then our members purchase tickets to win them. And that money goes into our foundation. Bank, and each chapter collects money, and once you hit a certain level, you can award a grant for $6,000 to a local nonprofit that primarily focuses on women and children. And so I'm very proud, because the last 4 years of being a managing director, we've collected enough money to give 3 grants in the last 4 years. So I was very proud of that. And I think the years prior to that, a couple years prior to that, we had an emerging leader. So we have a grant recipient, and we this year it was James Shook Storehouse. And we were so excited because Elizabeth Crisp was the rep for that, and she came to conference. So they get a conference ticket, their hotel, their plane. They get to experience our international conference. And in our newsletter, you're going to see some pictures of me giving Elizabeth her award on stage. So it was quite quite exciting, and just lovely that we have such a heartfelt community that wants, because it's not a mandatory thing. We can choose to do it or not. So
Right. But I love it. And truly, it is a win-win. You know, people give, you know, their services, and let alone beautiful baskets. And so you leave with something, but you're donating something. So it is truly an incredible. So as we talked about in the very beginning, you came back all powered up. And of course, you know me, I'm all about business and helping our listeners. So what are some of the things? Give us, you know, like 3 things that you are excited to implement for our business that you'll be sharing.
Oh, let me see. There were so many great. We had a LinkedIn specialist. Well, actually, we've had, as she was talking about, really how important it is to have your newsletter on LinkedIn, because it really helps establish your authority in your what your expertise is to supply, even if it's once a month. If you're putting out a newsletter, to put it out also on LinkedIn. That was one of the strategies. We also had Girls Just Want to Have Funds, F-U-N-Z-S, funds. Uh-huh. And this was focusing on, you know, grants that are available, you know, building your network, just how to have to be financially and fiscally responsible with your business and, you know, how do you really scale your business. And so there was all different types of, you know, trainings and things like that,
awesome.
As well as one of our panelists talked about, and this is really good, is systemize to scale your business and really how we should be getting 65% of our time should be spent marketing our business. And 25% should be new or innovative things, like working in our business. And then 10% is like keeping score, looking at your metrics,
right.
The admin stuff. And I think a lot of us get caught up with a lot of the admin, even if we have assistants and other people. Sometimes we feel like, oh, it's just easier for me to do it myself. You know, so just ask yourself, you know, what percentage of time are you focusing on growing your business? And most of us are not doing 65% marketing.
There you go. And how much is your time worth, right? Would it be?
Right.
Sometimes we forget and we're like struggling with, you know, putting a website together when there's amazing people that can do your website. So, how, you know, really take that work out of it and do what you do best. That's probably really the bottom line, correct?
Yeah. There's so many golden nuggets. And just one more thing to bring up about eWomen Network is really we are a premier success system. So we don't really say we're a networking group because of this new plus membership. We have access to our CEO 3 times a month where she actually pours into us her success secrets. And, you know, we're, that's a priceless membership perk. There's no, I don't know of any other group where for $97 a month, you get coaching. Like people can't coach with me for $97 a month.
No, right. Or me. Exactly.
So, right?
I love that. Yeah. Well, that's really great value. And of course, she's got like years of, you know, knowledge and how she grew this company.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's pretty amazing. So again, I'd love to, invite all of our listeners. If you have a business or starting a business or looking to, find out what your next is, just get in our tribe. And that's really what I call it. I mean, it's funny. Even sit, if you come, sit next to somebody that you've never met before and just listen and introduce yourself and it will all take its place from there. So I love it. Again, Julie, always amazing talking to you. I think great minds think alike. And, so again, how do our listeners get tickets?
Yeah. So you can just go to eWomenNetwork.com. And look for there's events, there's an event calendar, and you can look for upcoming events in, you know, California and do Calabasas, which it'll come up Thousand Oaks and Westlake Village. Our next event, like I said, is next week, Thursday, so that'll come up first. And then September 6th is when we get back from Labor Day weekend, we'll be meeting. And I'm sure
there
Kim will put the links,
It will all be in our newsletter. And for our listeners, if you are not in our newsletter, you're not getting it every single Friday, all you do is text me right now at 805-419-0008. Text us your name and your email, and we'll get you in there. And, of course, we don't share your information. We just get all the great events and all the great guests that we have here on the Kim Pagano Show. So, again, Julie, thanks so much.
Yes.
And thanks so much for being a part of the brighter side of life and business. All right. Talk to you soon.
You.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am woman. Hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore. Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com. TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. I think this is such a, we need to talk about this, even though we are in the middle of summer. But as we fall, get into the middle of fall, right, we always have to do a wildfire preparedness tips. And today joining me is Karen Collins. And we're going to talk a little bit about really just some, you know, ideas. What are some of the tips to get prepared for wildfires? And we're not even looking for them, but like a lot of insurance companies have just, there's just so many things that have changed. So again, Karen Collins, Vice President at American Property Casualty Insurance Association. Welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks. It's so great to be with you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how things have changed since we've had those huge fires. I mean, you know, unfortunately, not a lot of cities were left out of this. They just kind of jumped around. And I know that it's just super important for us to remove all the combustible materials within 5 feet. We've already done that in our home. And what else do we need to do?
You know, we are definitely seeing wildfire risk increasing. And I know we've had a lot of difficult wildfires in Southern California, the Ventura area included. And inflation is really high. It still remains really high, which is increasing the cost to reconstruct. And so there's really two key tips that we are really stressing right now for folks that live in these wildfire prone regions. One is mitigation. Let's prevent the fire from happening in the first place as far as your home. And then number two, that financial preparedness so that you do have the resources to recover in the event your house is affected. So let me run through these. So mitigation, how do you prevent the embers from igniting your home? There is key mitigations that matter that will create an ember resistant zone in that 5 feet around your home. So number one, tip one, create defensible space. We hear that all the time, but what does that mean? Break the continuity of fuels around your home, both vertically and horizontally. Remove anything that is combustible in that first 5 feet. This can include trimming up branches that overhang your roof and removing all that dead vegetation. Maintaining your roof and gutters by removing all of that debris, the leaves and the twigs that settle in there, those spaces. And then also maintain your deck. If you've got any debris or vegetation on or under your deck, be mindful of that. Don't store any furniture that is combustible, like wood furniture underneath or on top. So just make sure all of that is at least a minimum of 5 feet away from the house. Number two tip, harden your home. Seal the garage door. Make sure there's no cracks that can be an entry point for embers to come in. Protect those eaves and vents using at least an eighth of an inch or smaller mesh screening on all of those vents. And then also pay attention to fence risks. We're increasingly seeing that, you know, all these wood fences can act like a wick where it brings the fire right to your home. So use non-combustible fencing material like metal or wire at minimum in that last 5 feet that attaches to the home. And tip number three, it's a community effort. You gotta talk to your neighbors. Their risk is your risk. So preparedness needs to be a community-wide effort. You've got to get them involved. There's a great program called Firewise USA that's a nationally recognized program. They can help communities as small as 8 units to as large as 2,500 units create those action plans together to reduce risk. There's also another program in California only so far. It's going to expand. It's called the Wildfire Prepared Home Mitigation Program. That's a designation program that many insurance companies are actually looking for. Now we'll give you potentially a discount. This is a research-based mitigation program that focuses on many of the things that I just described, and you can work with them to get a designation that might get you a premium discount potentially on your home. So their website is www.wildfireprepared.org. So that's the mitigation side of it. But
Karen, really good tip.
So in the event the loss still happens, is that other part, which is the financial preparedness. You want to protect your home, which is usually your biggest asset. And insurance is really that excellent backup plan to enable you to rebuild your home after a wildfire, because unfortunately, many don't realize federal disaster grants are just not enough to rebuild. So that financial safety net of insurance, make sure it's in place. So five quick tips on that. Tip number one, get that annual insurance checkup done. Review those key coverages with your company or agent at least annually. Like I said, inflation is really high for the cost to reconstruct homes, at least 27% for labor prices and upwards of 33% for materials. And so you wanna make sure you've reviewed your coverage limits, make sure they are reflective of all of the right square footage and materials that you have on your home to make sure that you have the right amount of coverage to reconstruct. There's a couple of extra bonus coverages, optional coverages that you might consider if you don't already have them. We've seen these demand surges push up costs even higher following these big events. So extended replacement cost coverage might be something available to you, and it boosts your coverage limits if that demand surge does happen. Also, if you live in
Karen, these are such great ideas.
So is everybody entitled to these so that, you know, everybody's eligible?
Most of the insurance companies do provide these as optional coverages. You just may not have it by default, but you need to ask for it. And so if you're needing to rebuild the newer code, yeah, check into the ordinance and law coverage as well for building codes. Make sure also.
Okay, another thing I wanted to ask you is also that was a big problem that people never really looked at their coverage. Mm-hmm. And then here their homes or their businesses burned down and they didn't have the adequate coverage, correct? So this is like a huge thing that I want my listeners to really, you know, understand to make sure how much coverage they have. Is it on their home when they first bought it 30 years ago? And it's not the same, because I know that material has just, it's not even tripled. I think it's just gone up like so much so that they won't be able to build the home that they desire to live in.
This is so true. I'm glad that you paused to underscore that. We've seen challenges of underinsurance in the last couple of years just because of the record 40-year high inflation that we've seen across the U.S. and certainly in these areas that have experienced these natural disaster large event losses. So knowing your limits, reviewing them, don't leave your policy on autopilot and just assume it's kept up with everything. You've got to take the time to have that conversation, review it, and know what your policy covers. Is it replacement cost? Does it have actual cash value where it takes depreciation into account? And if you've done those home improvements, so many folks while COVID, you know, lockdowns were in place, did a lot of home improvements, which is great. But if you've added new granite to your kitchen or you've added a new room on, maybe that new work from home space, make sure those are all reflected in your policy because all of that impacts what the recommended limit should be based on today's cost to rebuild. And then make sure you're maintaining.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a home that's paid off, you know, our folks that have had these policies for a lot of years and your home is paid off, one, that's awesome that the home is paid off. Congratulations. But you want to make sure you keep that policy going so that you're not caught after a fire with no way to rebuild your home. You know, check with those loved ones that have paid off their homes and make sure that they're still carrying that coverage. And also, let's not forget about our renters. They can lose everything in a fire just like a homeowner's. And we want to make sure folks that rent realize you've got great coverage available to you. And many auto insurers will bundle that coverage right there with your auto policy for very affordable prices. So don't overlook that option as well.
Love it. I love it. And you know what? I always love interviews like this because it's just a reminder. I always say it's like kind of a little whisper in your ear of something like, maybe you didn't put this on your list. So I really stress to everyone, if you just heard that, take a moment to make sure that you, your home, your, you know, the people that you help out, your neighbors, just mention this. And if you miss any part of this interview, you can always download our podcast, and that is the Kim Pagano Show, and hear it there. Karen, Collins, thank you so much for joining us. How do my listeners find out more about this, and what website again?
Yes, we're with the American Property Casualty Insurance Association, and our website is www.apci.org/wildfire.
Perfect. Again, thank you so much for this great reminder, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Absolutely. Thank you as well.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Tucker. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. And to our listeners that are just tuning in right now, of course, Tucker Perkins is joining us. And of course, I can't even believe it's back to school already. But you know what? For a lot of people, it's kind of, I always say it's like the beginning of the year for the parents and the families, because it's like, okay, what do we have to start all over again doing, you know? And of course, it's a new year, which means you'll start seeing these school buses hitting the street in your neighborhood. And Tucker, you're going to tell us a little bit more, because there's a lot of different things that are happening, right? And of course, clean air is one of them. So welcome, and thanks so much for being here.
Kim, I always love being with you. And it's kind of, for me, it's always a sense of excitement around this time of year, kind of fall's coming. And you know, we've got, you know, back to school, back to maybe to our regular routines, but we really are trying to talk now about making this diesel's last decade and giving children a different ride to school, one that's different than they had 50 years ago or 5 years ago, by putting them in this propane powered school bus. And just better for the child, better for the environment, better for the school system, just better all around. So we love talking about that story.
Yeah, and I love that, because you are on the brighter side of life. And of course, I want to back up a second, because I really wanted to share what we were talking about. But of course, Tucker Perkins is the president and CEO of the Propane Education Research Council, which means that it's affordable, it's cleaner, it's given us so many more options. And so talk to us about how important it is that our
school districts invest in this clean school buses?
Well, it's most important. We're talking about the health of the children that are trusted into their system. We're talking about the health of the community. Every mile these buses are in your neighborhood is a mile that's quieter streets, healthier air, cleaner air. And lastly, the school system can do it and still save money. So it's truly a win. The child is better off, the community is better off, and the school system is better off because they save money.
I love it. And if we were to ride in a propane bus, would we notice a difference compared to the diesel buses? I mean, I know being driving behind a diesel bus, it's like, oh God, they're going to stop and we're going to get a whiff of it, right? But how is it inside it?
So I love you using that analogy because we love to talk about it, that cloud of black smoke. And we know a lot about that cloud of black smoke. When you choose propane, that cloud of black smoke is gone. But to your question exactly, when you step on that bus, you would immediately notice two things. You would notice, one, that there is no cloud of black smoke. That smell, that odor, it's gone. That bus is clean and smells clean and feels clean. Then when the driver begins the journey, you would notice how quiet it is. And we hear that from students. We hear it from drivers. And we hear it from their teachers that talk about the value of quiet. Quiet leads to being able to hear conversations, have conversations. It leads to calm. Quiet is crazy important. So the two things you would notice immediately is it smells better, it feels modern, and it's quieter.
I love that. I'm all about, I'm like one of those, I could hear ants crawling, okay? So I'm like one of those, you know, is sensitive to hearing. So I love that. Or sensitive to noise. Are there ways that schools can pay for a cleaner bus? I mean, talk to us about that.
Yeah, these buses are at parity with a diesel bus. It's rare to get something that's new and improved yet doesn't cost more. And that's a classic example here. A propane bus costs about the same as a diesel bus. Diesel has become very complex, very expensive. And then the operating costs are half that. I had a school manager tell me in the height of this run-up in diesel that the difference between being able to get their children to school and not was the fact that they had made a commitment to propane years ago, and he wasn't subjected to these vast increases in diesel. So the school system can save money on day one by moving from diesel to propane. The government's helping. The government has a $5 billion fund available now for fleet managers that want to switch from diesel school buses to propane school buses, $5 billion. The government sees value in getting rid of these diesel buses and instead using propane. So for a fleet manager, all the reasons are in front of them to make this change.
Okay. And what can parents do? Because I'm sure they're going, okay, I want my kids in that kind of bus. What can they do? Do they have any say?
Parents have say, and we want them to be knowledgeable and engage in the right places and with the right words. So we created a website where they can go and learn what to say and learn where to go. That website is called betterourbuses.com. betterourbuses.com.
Okay. I love it. Again, Tucker, you always bring really good news. And of course, looking out for our kids and our families, this just is, you know, a better way. And life, that's what we hope for. We strive for getting better results and doing it a different way if it's better. So again, thank you so much for coming here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to another great year. So again, I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Kim, thanks so much. It's what your show is all about. It's what your listeners are listening for. And just glad to be a small part of it this morning.
You got it. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks again for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com. TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm excited to talk with you and find out a little bit more about crypto. And for our listeners that are just tuning in right now, a lot of us are confused with crypto, and yet it's in the news a lot, and many of us want to know more about it. And so today, I actually have the leading expert in the field joining us to give us a better understanding of crypto as currency and as an investment. And joining us again is Michael Sun and Shine. He is the CEO of Grayscale, the largest crypto asset manager in the world. Welcome, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you know, what's so funny is, I don't know, I hear crypto, and yet I'm like, okay, what is that? And you see, you hear some people winning, some people losing, some people like, I even think some things are frozen right now from a couple of people that I've been talking to. So for those of us that are still in the dark about crypto, tell us what it is and how it's used.
Well, I think one of the best ways to think about crypto is as a new asset class, an asset class that is underpinned and supported by a new technology called blockchain. And as a result of that, crypto may mean different things to different people. I think fundamentally at Grayscale, we and many others believe that crypto is the foundation for the next generation of the internet and how the internet may evolve. And it's getting excitement and attention and capital from investors, either as a way to diversify the investments they have, or for some investors to think about investing in and for the future.
Wow. Okay. So what are some of the advantages of using investing cryptocurrency?
Well, I think one of the best ways to tackle that is really to think about an analogy. If you think about some of our legacy systems today, let's, for instance, take a look at banking or payments. Those systems are really open certain days of the week and certain hours of the day. And that doesn't necessarily reflect the 24/7 world we live in. And when you think about something like Bitcoin as a technology, it can facilitate payments anytime, any day, in any amount between people or companies. And it's those types of innovations that are really starting to help people rethink some of these legacy systems and whether some of these new technologies can actually help us to make efficiencies or improvements upon some of the systems that we rely on today, but perhaps have some limitations.
Interesting. Okay. So it's kind of more available. It's not put into, I guess, the old way of banking, correct? It's a new look at it. Is that correct?
I think it's a new asset class that has been increasingly folded into our financial system. And because it's only been around for a little bit over a decade, it's continuing to unlock new use cases and attracting more folks to invest in it because it continues to evolve and because it continues to grow in momentum.
Okay. So there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there, right? And it feels like new ones are popping up every day. How does a person decide which one to invest in?
Well, that's right. There are thousands of digital assets and crypto assets out there today. I think for a lot of investors, though, when they decide they want to get involved in crypto, they usually have to ensure they have a medium to long-term time horizon for their investment. And they usually start with two of the largest digital assets out there, Bitcoin and Ethereum. And even though those assets have been around for a long time within crypto, they can still be tough for investors to figure out where to buy them and store them and safekeep them. And so one of the things we've done here at Grayscale is we've developed investment vehicles so folks can get exposure to Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other types of digital assets in their investment accounts right alongside the other investments they have to remove the challenges of getting involved in investing in crypto.
Very interesting. Okay. And so what do you say to those who say crypto isn't going to last?
Well, I'd wonder where some of those folks are getting their information, because the signs and signals we pay attention to show us that thousands of people are continuing to work in the crypto industry. Millions of people have and continue to invest in crypto every single day. And our politicians in Washington right now are actually working on crypto legislation that can actually create more clarity for crypto and actually help to support its continued growth. So if you take anything away from our conversation, it's really that crypto is here to stay.
Okay. So let me ask you another question. Right now, you have your traditional banks that you're making money on. Interest is at, you know, pretty high right now. I mean, at least you're getting something back, right? People are buying silver and gold. Where does crypto fall in that category as an investment on your
That's
return?
A great question. It means
Thank
different
you.
Things. It means different things to different people. So some people may think of things like Bitcoin as a digital gold or as a digital store of value. So maybe the next generation of investing in gold or a new type of gold to be investing in. Other folks may look at it more akin to a technology investment and maybe investing in it through that lens. And some other folks may look at it more as a payments rail and a way to move value around the world. Ultimately, everyone is excited about crypto as a new and nascent technology, but one that's continuing to grow and develop.
Okay. And so I have a question. And of course, I'm so interested in this. I'm so glad that you
you know, joined us here on my show. Crypto and Bitcoin, are they the same?
Well, crypto is the asset class overall. Bitcoin is one asset within the crypto asset class. So crypto, the asset class, and then Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other assets are categorized as being part of the crypto asset class.
Okay, very interesting. All right. And is there any last minute things that could educate us so that, you know, I mean, we keep hearing that currency is going to be a thing of the past. Is this the new transportation for our money? What's your thought on that?
Well, I would say that because crypto is new, it really has to start with education. So I would invite folks to come to grayscale.com to our website for more information. We have videos and papers and all kinds of resources on the Grayscale website. And if folks think about investing in crypto, they can search for the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust under symbol GBTC or the Grayscale Ethereum Trust under ETHE if they want to think about starting an investment in their portfolios as soon as today.
There you go. I love it. Well, again, Michael, this has been really informative. I'd love to go deeper, and I think that there's just so much to learn about this. And in a world that's really uncertain right now, we need more knowledge. We need to know what direction to, you know, invest in and how to do it wisely, correct?
Absolutely. It was great speaking with you. We should do it again.
You got it. All right. Have a great day and thank you. And please download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And thank you for this great information.
Well, I hope that you've enjoyed some of our amazing guests. And of course, we are here every Saturday from 7 to 8. And of course, I would love to know you better. So send us a text. Let us know you're listening. And of course, our number is 805-419-0008. I always end our show with a moment of happiness. Kindness is a ripple that can create waves of change in the world. Be that change you wish to see. With that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week. It might seem